announcements. Hey, Ernie.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here, Mournville Alliance Church. Glad to see you all here today. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. There'll be no Sunday school or ARC for our children today because they're on the Christmas break. There are coloring papers and crayons in the foyer if you'd like to color. Youth group will meet again on January the 10th, and many of our home groups will be starting the second or third week of January. Thank you.
All right, if you'd like to stand, share the joke.
To be from glory, took on flesh to save the lost, grace and mercy displayed upon the cross, our redemption. He's the hope for all mankind, one name over everything, one name over
to greet each other before you sit down.
It's always great to have you play. I love it. Huh?
Morning, Tim. I know, so cold still, hey?
It's nice though, like sometimes like if it's just like a guitar and piano, I don't want to play. But when I have a drum, like I just click in. I think we just play together enough that I just happy.
Yeah, I think so.
We have a good like.
It's like, not bad, dude. Not bad.
Not bad. I'm
tired.
Good. I'm tired. I'm coming back in. Honestly, the practice was bad, but we got Jim here and got it when it mattered.
I love the face of your guitar.
Yes. So it's like a synthetic guitar. I'm not sure how it works, if this is like a fake wood, and then the other part is real, but it's like a mixture of the two. And so it's a unique one that Martin made. And so it's got a really nice sound, though. So some people don't like it because it's not like pure wood, but the sound is just so nice. I loved it. I played it at the, I went to the guitar shop. I played it for maybe 5 minutes, and I fell in love. I couldn't play anything else.
You going to pick it up for
me? No, but, well, yes, I guess, but it's broken. I got to fix it. It broke last month, and so all I have to do is take the strings off and, you know, fix it up, but I've been busy, so I've just been...
That's good, though.
Yeah, it's nice.
I see Neil Young playing like this. The microphone on his guitar and everything.
Yeah.
A lot of bands used to do that.
Yeah. It's a lot of guitar. A lot of acoustic didn't have the plug-in, right? Mm-hmm. Some of my older guitars, they don't have it either.
But I do not know it off the top of my head.
Oh, really?
Just like the microphone on his guitar.
Oh, I wonder why that is.
Because they can get up close.
Oh, okay.
And they really get into it.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
That's fair. You do have more control. I have been able to cut. I was doing that a little bit
instead of turning your knob.
Yeah.
Down, and then you do happy birthday. Yeah, did you do happy birthday?
Probably. I'll just have to look up.
Okay, it's Connie's 75th birthday. Connie's birthday today.
Does
you do that on your phone too?
You can look up the chords.
Is there a mic live up here? I'll go with that.
Yeah, there's a mic.
What in the earth could that old guy be up there for? You know why? Somebody's older than me. Today, she's a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Connie. It's going to be good. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Connie. Happy birthday to you. One more verse.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I was reading in Malachi recently,
and it says there's going to be a scroll, and the people's names that are going to be on the scroll are the ones who fear God and the ones who love to think about Him. Isn't that a neat thing? Those who love to think about God will be on a scroll. This morning, we're going to use Psalm 34 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in chapter 34, verse 1 to 3, I praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. I'll boast only in the Lord. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. Quietly, where we are right now, let's express our adoration to God for His greatness. He loves to hear us boast about Him. Confession, verses 11 to 14. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I'll teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that's long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Have we been people of peace this week? At our jobs, in our relationships, in our homes, with our parents, children, spouses. Confess these sins to God. Let us turn away from evil and do good. Thanksgiving, verse 8 and 9. Taste and see the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need. What joys and abundant goodness have you experienced this week? Thank God for these instances. Let us also take a few moments to thank God for giving us all we need. Thank you, God, for our daily bread. Thank you for your unconditional love, your acceptance of us. Supplication, verse 4 to 6. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened and he saved me from my troubles. What fears and troubles you today? Is it your health? Are you having difficulty at work? Is there someone else who has a great need that you're troubled over? Let us ask our God who listens to free us, to save us, to help us. We pray for Will and Martha for healing, for Betty Ranger's health, for Angel, for Brian and Rita, for Don and Thea's family, for Jerry and Gloria, for Judith and Danny, for Anne's healing, for Matthew and Trina, for Faith, for Judy Ann's family, for Herb and Elaine, and then places around the world, for Palestine, Panama, for Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, for China and the Christians there that are suffering, for Israel, for Gaza, for Canada and the United States, God, we pray for healing in our country. And then all the unspoken requests, the many things in life that we have no control over. We give this to you, our good and great God, that we can trust, that we know that loves us. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus' followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Today's reading is Luke 14, verses 25 to 35. A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else, your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, 'There's the person who started that building and couldn't afford to finish it.' Or what king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? And if he can't, he will send a delegation to discuss terms of peace while the enemy is still far away. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand.
Where